No to terror, support its victims, reads one of the banners in the Al-Quds Day rally in Oslo. This year's rally was a rather quiet show of protest by the Norwegian demonstrators. It was about a month ago that Oslo was struck with the worst terrorism in its history by a right-wing Christian extremist. That is why the Al-Quds Committee decided to mark the day by marching quietly through the streets of Oslo. But nevertheless, they got the key message across, that is, they denounce all forms of terrorism, especially the one carried out by the Zionist regime.
Vi her for å vise solidaritet med det folket som blir undertrykt over 60 år, og vi her for å vise vår sympati og tanke med alle de offrene som blir rammet av Israel terror.
A variety of people with different motives had joined the demonstration.
Well, I just think that the Israel situation is they shouldn't go to the country what didn't belong to them. And they have been there too long and they shouldn't like take all the space what doesn't belong to them. I think the Israeli people have gone too far. The Palestinians should have this land.
What do you want to say to the Palestinians today?
Keep going.
It was Imam Khomeini who suggested that, and who gave the idea of this demonstration. So we must remember Imam Khomeini when we have passed through the whole Ramadan and we purified our hearts and our souls with the taqwa. Then we have to, we have got the courage. Biggest occupation in this earth is in Palestine, and Israel is doing this. So down with Israel.
Al-Quds Day is a legacy of the late Imam Khomeini for supporting not only the Palestinians but all the oppressed people in the world. This has continued for decades, even in places like Norway that are far away from Palestine. This year's rallies are extra special as the representatives of Palestine prepare for a United Nations vote in September for a Palestine state. However, the question is, with what borders? Also, the international community suspects that United States will abuse its veto right to stop it from happening. Should that happen or not, the world has to just wait and see.